Business professor and economist Aaron Levenstein once said, "Statistics are like bikinis. What they reveal is suggestive, but what they conceal is vital." Now, you know, I'm going to ask you a question, and it will seem obvious. What's most important in life? Well, believe it or not, what's most important in life, you can't actually see. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman. Hey, it's Tuesday. How you doing? Hanging in there, I hope. We're brought to you today by none other than Well-Built Body. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock it ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. And speaking of the gym life, today I started a little contest with both my boys. We're going on diets. We're going to rip down, strip down, see what we can do as far as body fat percentage. I'm right now at about a comfortable 275. I'm normally at 285. I feel pretty good, but we're going to see if we can drop down to 245. That's 30 pounds, my friends. Now, I know my lifts are going to suffer. They always do, but we're going to give it a whirl. Maybe I'll keep you up to date. I don't know. Maybe I'll show you a picture. We posted pictures. Well, we didn't post them. We shared pictures with one another. And of course, my youngest, who's actually a bodybuilder, he needs to lose like 5 to 7 ounces of fat. It's not even a contest. Anyway, how did I get on this? I'm not sure. Hey, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Send me your best diet advice. I'd love to hear it. Again, I'm going keto. I'd love to know how you lost weight. I've got a client right now. She's lost over 150 pounds. And we've been working on box jumps lately, and anything is possible. All right, today we're jumping into the idea of what you can't see, but I want to start out by asking you a question, and I want you to think real hard, because every one of us have been in this situation, and the question is this: what does it feel like to be deceived? What does it feel like to be deceived? Can you think of times when you've been deceived? Oh, but what did it feel like? Well, guess what? It felt good. It felt right. It felt normal. Why? Because you didn't know any better. You didn't know you were deceived. Kind of a trick question, but when I say, what does it feel like to be deceived? Well, you can't answer that, because right now, all of us, to some degree, in some area, we're deceived. But if I asked you, what does it feel like to find out that you've been deceived? Well, now that's a whole new ball of wax. We've all been in that situation where we get a little upset. Like, well, I didn't know. You didn't tell me. I didn't see what it was. Or so, you know what? When we talk about what we can see and what we can't see, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 lays it on the line. Paul says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen. Hold on. We don't look at what is seen? That would seem kind of important, wouldn't it? Shouldn't we see what's going on around us? Well, hold on. He says, don't focus on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. What if I told you that when we get deceived by what we see? You go, Garth, what do you mean? Well, Satan takes our eyes and fills them with pictures of this world. Social media alone can knock us off our feet, but good or bad, Satan distorts them. We see others with stuff and trophies and parties and money and girls, and they seem like they've got an easier life, and we get deceived, thinking that this is what life is about. But if we focus on what is unseen, that is the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of light, then we will never be deceived. Interesting, right? Paul says, don't look at what you can see, look at what you can't see, because that's most important. And when you look at what you can't see, you won't be deceived. Almost sounds counterintuitive, like it's a riddle, like it shouldn't make sense. So as verse 18 says, want to be deceived? Focus on things that don't last. What doesn't last? Well, again, youth, sex, parties, money, fame, popularity, business, mindsets, politics, your rights, your opinion. But what is unseen? Well, heaven, God the Father, Oh, in time we'll see him, but here on earth, we can only feel, taste, and be filled with the unseen. We can't actually see it. And you say, again, Garth, what is the point? Well, if you really want a great life, and who doesn't? If you really want a strong spiritual life, realize that what is most important, what is most true, what is most dependable, and what is most necessary and fulfilling is what is in fact invisible, what is unseen. Remember Hebrews 11 verse 1, it says, faith is unseen. And then it goes on to say that we cannot please God without faith. Look, if we can't please God without faith, and faith is unseen, put two and two together. We can only please God by doing that which is unseen, by focusing on what we can't see. That's how we make God happy. That's how we, in and of ourselves, become fulfilled. And we're not deceived because we focus on what we can't see. Look, we've all been duped by sleight of hand. Remember as a kid, the magician with the shell game or cards, or they want you to look one place and then all of a sudden they pull a fast one on you because you were looking at what you saw. I remember once being out on the streets of Las Vegas and there was a guy who could not be fooled by the shell game. And the guy at the table finally said, look, usually people are asking my secret, but I want to know what your secret is because I can't pull one over you. And the guy said, I don't go by what I see, I go by what I can hear. And the shell that you have, the little marble underneath, I can hear. Interesting. He didn't go by what he saw. He went by what he could not see. Again, what is eternal is what is invisible. Focus on the invisible and do not be deceived. What you can see is not really what is important, and what you can't see actually is. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.